You're sweating.
Because of all the sugar, like whenever I eat a lot of sugar, like I sweat as hell. I can't
describe it. It's the edible. That's probably what it is.
And no, it most definitely is. It feels like it's been longer than a week.
I don't know, man. Has it?
No, it hasn't.
Oh, okay.
I just said it feels like it.
Damn,
shout out. Why you been the bus?
Wow, right into that.
I mean, you said it. I was like, well, I mean, I'm checking in on my friends. I mean, you said you're depressed.
God, you know, you, same reason.
Yeah, you don't just let a white guy say he's depressed and just let it slide. It could even catch it off.
Well, same reason, Mike.
You know we got to start with race.
Same reason.
So, I mean, but some...
She's pretty much, you know, just put it in the bag. Sending me messages where you're like...
Jeff, yeah, that's a regular... What are you doing? You can't open a can?
I cut my nails.
Oh, okay.
So I can't even get that. That's how cut short I cut.
You fancy.
Them. What?
You cut your nails.
Oh, yeah. Look, nice.
You caveman.
Oh, no. I cut toes, too.
No.
I cut my toenails.
Every now and again. Do you get pedicures?
No.
Have you ever had a pedicure?
Never.
Yeah, no, I'm here. That's gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's
great. I never really understood the pedicure shit.
Yeah, that's the most relaxing thing in the world.
You can do that yourself. You can file your own toenails.
No, you cannot.
You can file and do all that. If you can reach your toes, your hands can do whatever their hands
are. Why would anybody want to?
But the point is, you can do it.
You can massage yourself, too.
I've actually done it.
All right.
I just imagine it's like someone else.
And
there's moments where I go, oh, wow, this is actually feeling good. But it's like a split second, and then you go, oh, it's...
Then you realize how retarded you look. You're over here.
Yeah.
That shit we used to do when we were kids.
But you can massage your legs, your feet.
All right. Whatever. I guess. Let's get some... Oh, no. Let me start with race real quick. Because when you talked about the 7-Eleven not being... I was being racist, if you didn't notice.
Oh.
I was being racist.
Okay.
Because I actually have a theory.
Oh, man. Once again, I got Reese's from a gas station, and they're just not fresh.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, what gas station not getting fresh yet.
Dude, every time I go to HEB and I have a Reese's, I've done it now so many times, it's amazing. I get a Reese's from the gas station and it does not taste the same.
I got.
They don't give a fuck about that shit. This is it, you're.
They gas, get the old shit.
They're getting the old shit. Yeah. Yeah. HEB is where you go for the candy, dude.
But what I was saying is, I think that Vivek Ramaswamy. Is just like you remember last week, I said Japan's taking over the U.S. Well, I think this is India's ploy to take over the U.S. Jeff, do you know the population of India? Just throw out a number. Just take a guess. What do you think the population of India is? The country of India.
We got 300 million plus in America.
We'll say 350.
Okay. They're at 1 billion.
Just over. Yeah, they're for every one American, there's three of them.
Listen.
Put one of them in office, there's someone over.
Listen.
It's over.
Listen.
We're done.
Listen.
They got us.
Louisville has so many Indian people now. Like.
Really?
I mean, just go to the Costco. It is.
That's where they would be.
It is like, dude, even Instacart, all my orders are, you can just, you know, you see the name.
I just want to write it down. Whatever it is, Joe.
Patel. Yeah.
Sabine.
Sabine.
Yeah.
Ramaswamy.
Yeah.
Like you just know. No, but also because I've delivered so many times and I've seen the name, it always ends up being that. Is that Blue Raspberry?
They're out of Pacific Cooler.
Huh?
They're out of Pacific Cooler, so...
And how long you been on that?
Today.
It's all heaven, right?
No. It's actually, like, honestly, it's kind of trash.
This is so bad.
It's kind of trash. But, so that's what I was saying. They're Indians. They're going to a secret meeting. You know how there's the Chinatown? Well, the gas stations are like the India town.
You seen the secret?
We just see it at 7-Eleven or...
You talking about next to the 7-Eleven?
I'm talking all gas stations. I'm being racist.
Oh, yeah. I mean, They run the gas
station. Well, that's why it's closed, though. They're having a secret meeting to go check in on Vivek, make sure everything's good, operations running. Everybody has slowly been, China has a plan to take over.
The only ones that not, though, is like mainstream, like Quick Trip.
True.
7-Eleven.
I saw the new.
It was an old granny, white granny. She must have been 70 years old working in cash.
Why she got to be white, Joe?
She was.
Because she was.
She was Caucasian.
We don't know what she identified as.
Cat Williams, remember that scene?
No, I don't.
I didn't see the whole movie, but it's always that classic scene.
Is it a stand-up or a movie?
No, it's a movie where Cat Williams is getting seen by the his like baby mama or something. And she's, remember that?
And he's in church. He's like, you don't look like me or something like that. Yeah,
he goes,
yeah.
That is a Caucasian baby. Yeah, yeah.
It's just crazy. All right.
Man, shout out Cat Williams, dude. His stand-up is funny.
Yeah, no, shout him out.
I don't get why, like, he hasn't had something come out yet.
Well, they kind of blackballed him because he's like Eddie Griffin to a degree.
I mean, dude, he's... Listen, man, that old shit, golly, man. It's like... It's retarded funny.
Was he your favorite? Who's your favorite black comedian, Jeff?
Mm-hmm. He's probably up there.
I mean, I gave you a layup.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Anybody other than Cowboy? I know there's a lot. I'm saying, like, what favorite?
Let me think.
Did you watch stand-up like that? Like, growing up?
Honestly, Bernie Mac.
I'll be forgetting that he died. It's just crazy.
Dude, his stand-up was, funny.
Bernie was fire. But Bernie, do you have anything for my Indias trying to take over the United States?
Oh, I mean, listen, man, at this point, it's kind of like I said, as long as I can wake up, you know.
They're going to deport us to India.
Watch a little Warren, you know, get the day rolling with a bowl and just go about my day. I mean, hey, India, come on over.
What's the longest you gone without watching Warren?
Never.
Since I found out,
yeah,
every day.
It was stopped.
Like, why would I stop?
And I eat healthy, so we rolling.
No. Don't worry like that. Okay, well, all right, never mind then. All right, India's taking over, but don't worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's all good. We need the reach. We'll take the reach. Dude, I'm ready for whatever. You remember, America is also this, like, people forget, it is a new thing. Considered how much time, like if you look at time, America, this whole thing, like, this is new, dog.
But nobody wants to be around when it ends.
Right.
That's like where we are.
People are realizing that, like, it's not going well.
Not as late.
You hear they're pushing, Biden just signed or made a proposal to Congress for a new vaccine and COVID.
I heard about that. I was actually on the list. I was going to see what you thought about,
I mean,
COVID's coming back.
If you go into the conspiracy, but then, hey, shout out Greg Abbott, already put that law into effect. Hey,
shout out Wheels, man.
He said literally no business or anybody can basically make a mandate for masks.
Like, let's go.
Like he wiped that out already. Like,
4 more years.
Like,
4 more years.
4 more.
Let's go, Abbott.
Hey, you think Trump's going to win?
I mean, I do my part. That voice for Trump.
Hey,
oh, that's what this podcast is for. This is the Bill chapter.
Hey, I think Rogan was saying like how if he doesn't end up in jail, and even if they put him back, whatever, like, and he keeps like just stays out, it's kind of a wrap.
They're playing a bunch of games because
they are.
Trial's supposed to start the day before Super Tuesday.
They're trying their hardest right now to put him like in jail.
Well, they are. I mean,
it's kind of
yes, crazy. But they're also insane. Just don't want him to win.
But he will. They know he will. That's what Rogan was saying. But the like thing they is, know. Like shout out, Deion Sanders got his 2 toes amputated.
3. Oh yeah, 2 toes. Yeah. Well, we'll get there. But the thing is. They're in certain states, they have it written in their law that like they can pretty much take people off the ballot. So if you're not on the ballot in a state, you basically don't have any chance of winning the election. But Trump's people will sue. The problem is the lawsuit won't be done until after the election. So they'll be like, oh, yeah, they shouldn't have did that. But they're not going to retroactively say, well, this election is invalid. because that's what Trump's been trying to do for 4 years. That's what Hillary was trying to do for 4 years when Trump was in. That's just what they do. But now they're charging people for it.
Oh, yeah. I know. But if you look into it and look at it, it is pretty blatant that, like, they're definitely, they know he's going to win again. There's no reason why he would win again, dude. People are
like, no, there's a reason. I'll give you one.
What?
Let's say, like, Gunn's kind of bringing in COVID.
Dave Smith episode, JRE, that shit was amazing, dude. That was 3 hours of, like, deep state political. I mean, they got down to every little crevice of, like, Putin, everything. Russia, Ukraine, all the way back to 1920s, the world wars, and how we even got to our government today.
Well, maybe we can get into it instead of talking about what they did.
What?
We could talk about it ourselves.
Okay, well.
So like I was saying, I think that they could bring it back if they try to go hard with the lockdowns and restrictions and everything. Nationally, we already, like you said, Texas.
Probably, I think most people aren't going to,
I think where we're around, I think Texas, Austin will, but Texas as a whole won't. I don't think Florida will.
No, I think here's the thing. I personally feel like they missed their window. If they were going to do this again, they should have already done it.
Nah, people would do it, though.
I
know. Not in Texas. Well, not as many, but people will. But
I think most of the country's been on this, like, momentum now of, like, everything was over, lockdowns went down, they were done. And I don't think people are going to be like, what?
Jeff, people are soft and will do whatever the government says.
That's only also true if people, here's the thing. They can't really make up, like, if people aren't dying left and right the way it was different, dude, the first time. Now, I don't think, you're not seeing that, dude. There's political news. It's not about, like, people dying of
COVID. They haven't turned up the marketing yet. Right now, it's rumblings. They haven't turned it up yet. They're going to turn it up.
If that's all true, that's just how sad it is that most of America is just brainwashed.
Well, it's going into the brainwashing. How can you continue with the brainwashing? So I think that they would have a decent chance with winning over a lot of people if they institute some form of UBI along with the lockdowns and restrictions.
What the fuck is a UBI?
A universal basic income. What Andrew Yang was trying to do.
Yeah.
Because remember,
they're not going to do it.
I know a bunch of niggas that said, fuck it. Hey, Biden, you got it for giving us the 800 or whatever. Or Trump, hey, you got it for giving the 1200.
Right, but it's nothing. That's no
money. Yeah, in the grand scheme of things, it's nothing. But it was something for people like that at that time.
Yeah, at that time. But the universal basic,
universal would be continuous every month.
I know, but they talked about it on JRE. And when Andrew Yang came on Joe Rogan. And it wasn't. Joe Rogan kept getting him on things about why it wouldn't work, like, in the grand scheme of things.
Can you remember anything that he said?
No, but check out the episode. Andrew Yang, JRE, great episode. They talk about universal basic income. I forget, but the overall, it was Andrew Yang was for it. Joe was kind of like, I'm not.
Well, there's definitely questions to have with it, but all the things, the problems, because you're bringing money in out of thin air and then giving it to people.
No, man. Capitalism is the way to go.
No, facts.
And we got to be consumers, whether we like it or not. It's what makes this shit run. It's what makes us.
No, the Fed is the problem.
Right. And it's like capitalism, man. It's like, that's what makes you wake up in the morning, makes you motivated because you know you have to go get yours. Everyone has to go get theirs somehow. And that's why people don't want AI, because they want their jobs. And then they're like,
AI's taking the fuck over, dog.
I mean,
AI's taking over.
Yeah, when it can start, listen, my job is safe at the moment because, like, they haven't really made a robot yet that can get out the car and do some shit like that yet and go, like, really.
They need a fleet of cars to drive. So it's a while before they would take them.
Right, so like people though that work in tech, like on computers, where they, if they start figuring out how to auto, you know, programmers, all that shit, especially like people that write code, you're kind of like fucked because like
they can write code faster and better and quicker and
not only that, if it gets to a certain point where it's so good, they could just say, tell the AI, like, hey, I need you to code a website that looks like this, these kind of colors, and...
They already have that. You can write down a website on a napkin, take a picture of it, and check. There's a website that will make it an actual official.
It's over for you guys. Work for you
websites. Guys. Oh. It is, but...
Editors, they'll be like, they're going to make AI editors where they can literally just be like, hey, edit this and make it, you know, compilationally like...
Well, cool, you have to have some form
of... No, Mike, AI is going to have its own brain where it's...
For a while.
But I'm saying that's where AI is supposed to go. It's supposed to go to
That's where it's supposed to go. I'm saying for a while.
Where it is like just a robot you're talking to and you go, hey, did you code that website? Hey, remember, make it look colorful. And the guy in the robot...
Colors.
And the AI is going to be like... No, he's not even going... Mike, he's not even going to talk like a robot. He's going to be like, you got it. He's going to be...
Jarvis.
Yeah.
It's going to be Jarvis and Iron Man.
Damn. Lucky people, kids that are like 5 or 3, they're going to get to see these crazy shit. Or they're going to get to be like 19 playing with like a teleporter. They can teleport somewhere.
True. But I mean, you also, like we talked about a little bit last week.
It's over.
Think about what we've seen.
It's over. We can teleport.
But I mean, back in the 90s, being able to FaceTime is ridiculous concept.
I'm going to teleport into a strip club on the stage. No, I'm going to teleport on the stage, freak out a dancer, and then just teleport back.
We got him. We got him.
She's going to be like, what the fuck was that?
We got him. So, hey, Jeff, what superpower do you want? Definitely invisibility. We got him.
Oh, invisibility.
We fucking got him.
That is
fucking horny ass boy.
That's every pervert's dream. Invisibility.
That's why you like.
I'm not saying I'm that. I'm saying if you were a big pervert.
No, I'm saying you.
I mean, aren't all guys at
facts
the least?
You know, facts.
It's just natural.
I mean, yeah.
To an extent.
No, you're right. No.
It's actually,
let's keep talking about race.
It's actually supernatural. It's in your DNA as a guy.
Relax.
This is why guys want to reproduce and shit constantly and find
out. All right, I guess we're getting into that depression.
It's over.
What happened? Like, what's well, what happened this week that made it just such a.
That you just be telling me some crazy shit. I'm like, damn.
At least we're hopping somewhat. So let's do it.
Not really talking.
I mean,
that's the thing. There's no talking.
Y'all are talking enough to have that type of conversation, but yeah, okay, whatever.
Well, it was her responding one time, and then, you know, a week and a half goes by. Oh, hey, Jeff. you exist.
We got him. Let's talk about your boy, Austin Reeves. I know you're not watching any of the FIBA World Cup.
But I mean, I'm seeing highlights on Instagram everywhere.
Well, I mean, yeah, and they're definitely trying to promote it as if, like, he's going to carry us to a gold medal.
I really don't give a fuck about it. There's no, I don't feel it.
That's fair. We didn't send anybody. But.
Anthony Edwards?
Exactly. We don't have a Kobe, though. Exactly. Anthony Edwards is it. And.
God.
Honestly, the crazy thing is the Timberwolves were the most competitive team against the Nuggets in the playoffs. So, I mean, do what you want with that information.
Shout out L.A.
Austin Reeves.
Even though LeBron's there.
Well, I mean, Austin Reeves, he's the third star there.
I'm not feeling it.
Not feeling what? Austin Reeves?
Oh, no, I'm feeling Austin Reeves on the Lakers. I'm talking about not on the USA team. It's like, no, I'm not feeling it.
Not feeling the whole USA team.
The buzz is not there. I'm like...
It's not there because the players aren't there.
Do you think they're going to win the gold?
Honestly?
Right. Okay, how about this? Why is Dame... Why are some of these players not playing? It's kind of weird. Like, this is... Like, they're still...
Allegedly, they either...
They don't get hurt.
No, they weren't invited. Like, Trae Young wasn't invited.
Really?
Yeah, so, I mean, unless Damian might have turned it down. I don't know his exact reason. I mean, it's possible he turned around. He's not in the contract here, but he's trying to, you know, get traded and all that shit. So, but I know Trae Young didn't even get invited. Like, Trae Young would easily be the best player on this team.
Well, we know how you feel about Trae Young. So, I'm not a fan.
What don't y'all understand about Trae Young?
I mean, we haven't seen him.
He was in the Conference Finals.
Congrats.
I mean... He fell to the champs.
Didn't Harden go there?
He's been to the finals too.
Well, okay, see.
Been to the finals.
Yeah, but I'm just Kevin Durant.
Trae Young's led the league in scoring and assists.
What does Trae Young do?
Score and assist. Very well. That's what he does.
Mike, Trae Young reminds me of a guy on an AAU team.
Oh, who, my God. You must be talking about the best player on the team because Trae Young is NBA All-Star-ish.
Got chill on those. Those are ridiculous.
Yeah, you're going crazy. I'm going crazy right now.
Because you know what, man? I've been going the last 4 days not smoking at all like I've been doing all day. No weed.
Edibles.
And then I also hit the steam at night, and then I get real. I only smoke at night right after. So, like, dude, I'm the munchies that come with that is insanity.
I think munchies are mental. I don't think munchies are.
Oh, munchies. They are mental, but there is this like aspect of when you smoke 7 hits out of a grab pipe and you fucking about 30 minutes later, you know that pint of chocolate ice cream is sitting in the fucking freezer. And then what you do is.
That doesn't happen to me.
Right, because you haven't taken the first bite. Once you take.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Right. Once you start, yeah, yeah.
You're a whole half a pint.
I don't have the urge to start.
Well, the other night I had HEB shout out Creamy Creations. They got this flavor called Texas Starry Night. Yeah, Texas Starry Night. It's Nestle Cocoa chocolate ice cream with cookie and cream's ice cream sandwich bits in it. And it fucking is insanity. Like, who thought of that? I don't know. But every time I eat into a half pint.
Either a crackhead or a child.
Oh, dude. Like, I ate the whole pint.
Probably both. Put him in a room. Throw shit together. But, what do you like?
But I ate the whole pint within, like, 10 minutes. And I literally, like, put it down. It was, like, 1 a.m. And I was like, did I just eat a whole pint of ice cream in 10 minutes? That was amazing.
Okay.
I kept looking at the back to see the ingredients of like what the flavor was made of. And I went
heavy.
Yeah. I just kept like in my mind going, shout out Creamy Creations, dog. Shout out HEB for that.
Have you had that snot hot?
It still hits.
Still hits.
I get chocolate fudge brownie. I get that flavor.
Why not Bluebell? You just anti Bluebell?
They don't have the flavors like that.
Bluebell's got, they have a flavor that's very similar to what you're talking about.
Creamy Creations, oh, God. There's something about it's creamy ice cream. It's so good.
Pause.
Like, hey, dog.
I ain't eating nothing labeled creamy, dog. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Give me that cream.
What are we doing? Oh, my God. All right, so Trey Lance, go Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. Hey, NFL
guy. Yeah, NFL. Hey.
Next.
He likes cream. All right.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
Hmm.
Girl scream, right?
You know, he used to date Colin Carr's daughter.
Who?
Him. But anyway.
Oh, that's right. I remember the video they showed of him hating on Trey Lance, right?
Well, he started off loving Trey Lance. Then when they broke up, he's like, you know what? Hey, high potential, great character guy. Things going to turn around. Turn the page. Trash. He's a low character in the strip club. He doesn't care about the game. This guy's reckless.
Hey, I used to listen to Colin Cowherd when I was a courier all the time, but then, like, he would not come on his own show. He was always out. He'd always have some other guy fill in.
Yeah, on the herd.
Way too much, though. And I was
I don't remember anybody else filling in, though. I used to, like, be on Colin Hippie in the summers in high school.
I used to be on. I was listening back in the courier days, and then eventually he just stopped showing up only but, like, once a week, and I'd be like, oh, it's not even him? I'm out.
And trying to get it on autopilot.
Yeah, that's what he wanted to. He looked like the kind of guy who just wanted to live in L.A., coast, make a lot of money.
Well, now he's got the volume, and now he's got a bunch of networks. I mean, a bunch of pods under his network.
Oh, yeah, he's wealthy as shit.
I don't know about wealthy.
I mean,
wealthy to you, better yet?
Meaning, he probably don't really have to worry about.
Oh, yeah, no, he definitely doesn't have, like, he's definitely retired.
Think about ad, right, that's my point. That's wealthy.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. You're not stressing about money.
No.
Like, you can order DoorDash.
I don't think that level of ordering DoorDash, but I get you.
They are.
I don't think so.
Like Bobby Lee on Bad Friends?
Probably. Oh, I think Colin's money is different than Bobby Lee's.
But I'm saying,
but they both have money, yes.
But there's tons of people like Logan Paul, rich kids like him, rich kids. He's like the same age as me almost. There's tons of guys my age.
Is he the older or younger?
Older.
Is he the one that's engaged to the girl?
Yeah. Okay. There's tons of guys my age, dude, that
I'm watching.
That's crazy. What the fuck? I'm looking at you, engaged in the conversation. Words are coming out of your mouth. If anyone should be lost, it should be me. And you're like, oh, that fucking... What the hell? All right. Shout out Deion Sanders.
And memory loss, dude. I told you. I have to have it. I mean, that's insane.
I have CTE.
Like,
you don't hear me complaining.
No, even now. Even right now, it's not coming back.
Don't worry about it.
That's crazy. Tweed. Weed does that.
Let's talk about sports. Talk about sports for a minute. Football's right around the corner. Go Eagles. But college football starts this weekend.
I mean, I hope Texas wins. So.
You know what they're playing?
Who are they playing?
I said, do you know what they're playing?
Who are they playing?
Rice.
Oh, yeah. They always play Rice.
Sucks that we're not going to be there, man.
Huh?
Sucks that we're not going to be there.
Yeah, it's kind of whack that they didn't just renew the contract. I think they could have easily done it. They were just probably being greedy.
Who? Them or UT?
Them.
They didn't make money last time.
Right, because nobody... Yeah, because they weren't switching it up.
They can only do it with the contract. So they are. But he's like, well, maybe we'll get you the national championship. Like, he told me that last
year. Oh, he did?
That's all. Didn't I tell you? Oh, you stopped coming, right?
Yeah.
Like, no, he told me, like, after, like, the, like, fifth or sixth game, he's like, hey, we got a contract with the national championship, so we're going to take everybody from all of our, like, locations throughout the country, so I got you. Oh, going to L.A. Didn't go. I was also a blowout, so don't care. Anyway, what do you...
He just feels bad.
Actually, I think this would be fun, just real quick. Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, he does.
What's good?
Real quick, I want you to call the national championship game in college. Texas and who?
I like your pick.
No, it's not my pick. I was picking for you. Texas and who in the national championship?
We got Texas versus... All right,
let's go. Butler's picks.
USC.
Oh, shit. Let's go. Let's go. I would have also accepted UTSA, but all right. Okay, Texas, USC. Who's winning?
We're going back to a classic.
It's in Houston.
Even better. That means I got Texas for sure. It's going to be packed.
Caleb Williams, all my money.
It is going to be packed if it's in Houston. It's in Houston?
That's what he said.
Oh, Texas. I mean, imagine. Hold on. Imagine Houston goes to the national championship.
Well, that's impossible because they're going to lose their first game of the season against UTSA.
The fact that you... That's actually not... you can't. I don't know why you're just putting that as a W. Isn't Houston pretty solid?
So's UTSA.
I don't think like Houston.
Okay, I mean, Jeff.
I hear buzz every year from Houston doors.
We're undefeated in that stadium.
Whatever.
We're undefeated in that stadium.
That's not against Houston.
Against Houston.
No, some other team.
Undefeated against Houston in that stadium. Their first game in that stadium, we beat them. Right. ESPN.
Right, there was cheating involved, for sure.
It was 27-7.
Right, refs were paid. They wanted San Antonio to be represented for once.
All right, well.
Gosh, shut up with UTSA. They're trash. They haven't done shit. And their basketball
back to back conference champs.
Well, I get it. I get it. You went to UTSA. You love them. You love it. It's great.
Basketball's trash, but hey, they're all heaven, Joe. Don't worry about it. We're all here.
Did y'all get to a bowl game yet?
We've been to bowl games.
How many?
They've been to like six bowl games.
And what is the name of the bowl? What's the biggest bowl y'all been in?
Biggest bowl.
The trash bowl.
Biggest. The biggest bowl would probably be the Boca Raton Bowl. Which is
right. Who the fuck has heard of that
bowl? Oh, the Boca Raton Bowl's in Miami.
Listen, no one cares.
Okay, Boca Raton.
Yeah, the stadium was empty.
So?
They had one Roadrunner mascot out there. He was cheering on like five people.
It was just me out there.
UOT!
Right. Hey, you're the guy in the picture who owned that soccer team. And then, like, I think years later, you know, he was just a fan. He was a fan in the stands, and it was empty, and he was at one of their games, and the stadium was empty, and he was in the rain. And it was like 5, 10 years later, maybe 20 or something. I don't know. I forget the timeline, but it was another picture of him in the stadium, but packed, and he owned the team. Crazy.
Gary V.
Yeah, Gary V. Today, I saw quite a bit of posts from him, and it was just like, all right, cut the positive shit out. You're being too positive, too optimistic.
Now you pod.
Right.
Now we unlock some pod. Positivity is overrated.
I think it is. Like, you need negativity to drive you.
If you don't have facts, but if you don't have negativity to balance that out. I wake up on
negativity.
Your default needs to be hate.
Now, it helps. I actually go harder.
That's what I'm saying.
I stop giving a fuck. All the stuff I'm like in my feelings about, out the window.
You
I
think Kobe could have been Kobe if he was buddy-buddy with everybody? If he would have had Shaq's mentality, you think he could have been Kobe? No.
Right. I'm not at Costco being buddy-buddy with these people.
You don't even want to look at him. No. You don't want to talk to him.
I'm just like, yeah, check me out, though. they be like, oh, another day. I'm like, yeah,
shut the fuck up. What the fuck are you so happy for?
Some dude the other day kept the same guy pushing cars. He asked me 3 times, same question, or same thing. In like 2 days, I always see you here. And I had to finally tell him. I snapped. I was just like, bro, you know how you clock?
Hold on, was he Indian?
No.
Oh, okay.
He was just, I don't know, pushing cars, but he's older than me.
Okay.
But I was just like, bro, you know how you clock into Costco every day? And you work your whatever shift? I go, I do the same thing and pick up groceries for people that order it online. He was like, oh. I go, I work full time like you're working full time. And I go, the groceries are here. I come here and pick them up.
I mean,
he was like, okay, man. And I'm like, yeah. I didn't feel good about it because he didn't give me any good, like, friction back. And
you felt bad about it because he didn't meet you with that animosity.
Yeah, I wanted to go back.
Well, fuck.
But he said it like, I always see you. I'm like, yeah, dude, leave me the fuck alone.
Well, now you understand why I don't like good mornings. Think it's gay.
Yeah.
Why are you so happy in the morning, dog?
I don't like the good mornings really either. They make me upset.
Good morning is like I love you.
It is in a way for the morning. And I do, every time I do hear it, I'll be honest, I'm never pleased.
it's never good.
Like when my mom tells me good morning, I fucking hate it.
Shut the fuck up.
I hate it. I'm like, you're even, I like.
Start slamming hey, shit.
You know what? I love mornings where we don't even like, talk. It's just silent the whole time, or I'm doing my thing. She's doing her thing. I'm like, oh, this is great.
That sounds like a great one.
Yeah, like, this is how it should be.
What's with all the, all right, sick this gay shit.
Hey, Sue Bird, shout out.
Trish.
Is that Larry Bird's daughter?
If she was, I would care. I thought she was when I was younger.
So I did too. It's not?
No.
Her last name's just Bird?
It is.
I found that out today.
Well, now you know.
Wow.
It's Mike Super Short Show.
But she did play for the team, Larry Bird. She...
Hold on. I just got that mixed up. Yes, she played for the Birds. She's a Bird too. And her last name's Bird. Wait, crazy. It's the trifecta of Birds.
Wait, there's a WNBA team?
No.
Called the Birds?
No.
Oh, I thought that was for real.
Birds play in the WNBA, so don't worry about it. So
I'm not getting the analogies here.
It's nothing. I'm fine. It's nothing.
Oh, our college football, back. I mean, for you, this is great.
It's the best. Oh, my God. You have no idea.
I'm waiting for, like, NBA season, man.
Yeah, no, me too, because by the time NBA season comes, I'm numb to football.
What week are we in at NBA season for NFL in college? Where are we at?
In college?
Week 6?
Nah, college is like week 9, 10.
Oh, wow, so there's a lot of football.
No, 6.
There we go, see, NFL. That's what I'm with.
That's next Thursday.
Okay,
we're back. Next Thursday, we back up. Patrick Mahomes, opening night. Detroit.
Was your Hard Knocks episode fantastic?
Fire. Go Jets. Go Jets.
Hey, this is ridiculous.
Hey, we're all in on the Jets this season. Jets are going to beat the Chiefs in the first round of the playoffs. I'm upset about it. Anyway, what do you think?
Wow, what?
Oh, shoot.
Hold on. You're now more a Jets fan than a Chiefs fan?
Yeah.
What just the fuck? Just because happened?
I think somebody's gonna win doesn't mean I'm more of a fan.
That's no, just you objective. Just said in the about like slight
okay.
under that you were like, and I hope that I'm mad that
something. If you want me to unpack it, it's because I think the Chiefs are gonna have a better.
No, record. I know why. Because you like Aaron Rodgers. No,
I really don't. You I like, just started liking him 3 weeks ago.
You're like Stephen
A. Smith. I just started liking him 3 weeks ago. Stephen A. Smith. I hate him his own career.
Right, you're like, but you're like Stephen A. Smith now on First Take. We're calling him. He's calling him a bad man 24/7. You're like that now, and Hard Knocks has made you. Hard Knocks has made you more of a fan of the Jets than the Chiefs. Dun, dun, dun. I don't get it, dude. I don't get it.
It's because you played basketball. When they did the association, I bet you thought it was fire.
There's,
but it was just 1 hour.
Right. They need like an in depth now today version of like a team. Not and you know what's sad? If they did it today. They're going to, you already know.
LeBron obviously. And the Lakers.
Yeah, so shitty.
It would either be the Lakers or Golden State.
That he sure. gets the first time at that.
Or the Celtics. Or the Knicks.
No, I wanted to be a very like.
The Clippers.
I wanted to be a unorthodox team that's like just
okay, see.
Bad. Yeah, I want to see.
Doing bad. No, yeah. no, they're getting dispersed.
I want to see some of the players that are like all like some don't hate each other. They go in the locker room. One guy, I want them to be filming. Some doesn't get the handshake. I'm like, oh, okay.
No, they beefing.
So this is why their team is like
this. No, but getting that insight is fun, and like you would enjoy it if you related to it more with it being basketball. But unfortunately,
I've seen it, Mike. I saw the USA behind the scenes with Kobe and LeBron and D Wade. I saw
and you liked it, didn't you?
All heaven at the time.
That's my point. All heaven at the time. All right, we need to get you on the fantasy football team.
They had Kobe walk in at the light. I was like, where's Kobe? And then like Kobe walked in the door and I'm like,
yeah, voice of God.
I was just like, oh, thank God, man. They weren't gonna have Kobe in the shot.
You're just like, oh, we might not win. Years later, like, I don't know what's gonna happen. He's Kobe. Oh, okay, he came. All right, good. Guest appearance. It's like the Avengers when everybody comes back. You see Kobe walking through the door.
Okay.
That'd be fire. What do you think about us living in the era of overinformation or extra information? Because I think the more that
we... I know it exists, so that's why I'm only on one Instagram app, social media app.
Okay.
So I only get one feed of that. Because I don't... I know people are on Facebook, Snapchat, and Twitter, and they're getting some of the same feeds kind of... on all the same ones, but they're still clicking in different apps.
I think, you know, this might be fun.
Okay, well, that's gay.
This might be fun.
This might be fun. This might be fun.
You said cream. Give me that cream. I think I'm good.
I meant it in that way.
Okay, well, I meant it in...
I was trying to be funny and / gay about it.
Okay.
Because it sounded hilarious.
I wasn't trying to be gay or funny. I just said this could be fun.
That's what.
All right. Well, I was trying to be whack.
All right.
But what do you think? Everybody has their main go-to social media. Now, sure, some people may use all of them or a variation of something.
Someone's like, Threads. I love Threads, man. Shout out Threads. You're like, what?
What do you think? What do you think the demographic is or the... What do you think the archetype is of a person's if their favorite social media is Snapchat? Like, what do you think about that person? If somebody tells you Snapchat's my number one, just what are your stereotypes? What do you think?
If it's a girl?
If it's a girl and a dude. So a girl first.
If it's a girl, oh, man.
We got her.
I know.
We know.
I know from experience.
Oh, yeah. You keep sending hammer pics. Yeah.
It's... I mean, yeah, dude, I know from experience. Girls like Snapchat, in my opinion, because I think guys do too for the same reasons, but that's girls, because guys will do it anywhere.
Any YouTube comments.
Yeah. Anywhere there's a DM section.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, he'll be on Twitter.
Right.
Someone, she just posted a selfie, bikini, hammer.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dog? You look back, 76 bookmarks. What are we doing?
Right. And where a girl I found, they find it like Snapchat is like a safer space, I guess.
Yeah, I could see why they would think that.
The cheat.
So Snapchat, and she's in a relationship, she cheats.
Yeah, man. Snapchat seems to be the go-to.
It used to be fire when they showed their top three friends. Hey, just tell the cheat. Reveal the cheat.
Oh, I wish that
would exist. There's some shit that they had back in the day. If they brought back, it would fuck up everything, man.
Remember Instagram?
Talking about the MySpace.
Remember Instagram would tell you, like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
What's your like?
Oh, shit.
What's your comment?
Oh, my God. Dog, they were just getting everything
out
there.
I mean, Twitter, you kind of just already accepted it.
What do you mean?
Because it shows you still, like, or you said it would show you, like, so-and-so like this. You'd be like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Damn, dog. Like,
just be like, hey, light. It's like, hey,
block on like this.
I'm like, oh, hold on, hey, Jeff. Twitter would do
10:30 a.m.
Twitter.
What the fuck?
It changed something.
It shows on other people's feeds.
Twitter would be like, oh, hey, so-and-so like
this. Oh, you're like, hey, I think you would like that. You like this.
It's on his feed.
I get gangbang over breakfast. What the fuck? God damn, Joe.
I've been there. And then, and like, I've seen it. I've seen it on Twitter, dude. I've seen it. Hey, a certain person I used to hang out with back in the day, were smoking weed and stuff. I played hoops with him.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he would always be on Twitter, dude, early in the morning, liking all that shit. And so I would see it, and I'd be like, dog. Like, you know? But I one time confronted him about it, and he went, you know why I do it, man? It worked, I guess, for him. He goes, girls on my Twitter would see it. And he goes, it was almost like a subliminal message I was sending out. That's what he was wanting. He wanted girls on his Twitter to see that he was liking that because he thought...
No, I mean...
He was trying to think so deep psych into their mind. That's why...
Well, that's what you have to do. But like that's... I think that's still crazy, but I mean, it worked for him. So, okay.
That's why he was doing it. Damn, I got to stop it.
Okay. So, anybody who's made a Snapchat is probably cheating or a whore. Okay.
What's up?
Anybody who's using Snapchat, man or woman, is either cheating or over. If that's their main.
Yeah.
All right, what do you think of Instagram as their main? Man or woman?
Here's the catch. If they do not use, if they have an Instagram and they don't post hardly.
What do you mean by post?
Post on their wall. Their okay. wall. Okay. And they post like once or twice in their story.
Okay.
It's a
think it's a hoe if she doesn't have it? I would just think it's a fake profile.
Or that.
I mean, I would think a hoe is like gonna like be out there and showing everything.
Or that.
Also, what do you think about? I think that there should be a for followers for men and women should be different. Because, like, I think for every, like, 4 or 5 followers, or for every follower a man gets, where for every 4 or 5 followers a woman gets is, like, 1 for a man. So, like, they should, like...
Welcome to Tinder. Welcome to dating apps for guys. Where the ratio is, like...
No,
1 in a million. 1 in a million for average dudes on Tinder. They've done studies.
Yes, they have done studies.
I've seen them.
Then you still use it.
I'd be on them.
You said a couple of pods ago, the biggest scam, Tinder Gold.
You know what? You got to get on Tinder, though. It's worth it. The only way you'll actually get maybe even a probability of liking someone that you liked. You have to get the Tinder thing where you pay, like, I think it's $5.99 a month, but you get unlimited likes.
There's a limit on likes?
Yeah, on Tinder, if you just get the free version.
Is it a like just when you swipe, yeah, right? Like, there's a limit on how many times you can swipe right.
Right.
No, niggas was going crazy. No, they, fucking machine gun.
That means they bought it. That means they bought it. They
well, bought no, back in the day, that's why they added that feature.
Right. And so now, if it's free, you only get like 30 likes. So it's like the probability they've already said, like, no, you'd have to like do at least, like, I forgot the number, but that will never, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, no, it's all the scam.
In a way, not for the girls though. They tend to have an easier, like, if they like swipe right on a guy and the guy liked them, which they're gonna have tons and tons of dudes liking them. They have like this options. That's what those videos they had explained when they did stuff.
Yeah, they come from an abundance mindset. Men have a scarcity mindset, and that's what causes a lot of the issues.
You know, life is just not fair sometimes. Shout out Strident Peppermint.
It's not fair, but then like
perfect peppermint.
Have you ever, as fucked up and as difficult as it is, have you ever thought, damn, I wish I was born Jessica or Jenny?
Honestly, I thought you were gonna be like, did you ever think or believe or wish that you were born black?
We can answer both. All right, Jeff. Would you rather be black or a girl? There's one right answer.
I would definitely be black.
A dog. Okay.
But everyone has their choice and they can do what they want. I'm sure there's people that would pick Jessica.
Well, Jeff, these days you could be black if you wanted to. You can take.
And you know what's even crazier? In some world, in the woke world, you can be Jessica and black.
Yeah, you could. You could.
In the woke world, you can. That's what they vouch for.
Do you want to be black Jessica?
Damn, transracial. That's crazy. You seen it?
Jeff, I'm transracial.
No, have you seen though the British blonde lady?
No, what she's are you talking like about?
She had surgery.
What the fuck are you doing?
And actually turned black.
That's all I'm saying. You could do. Skin
black.
That's what I'm saying. You could do.
That's insane. What was she thinking? Jeff,
if you go through all the surgeries and become black,
you hear about the guy who turned himself into a dog?
You can say the N word, Jeff.
There's a guy who turned himself into a dog.
How?
Did you see it?
No.
Look it up one day.
No.
It's insane.
How did you see it?
I
what
saw
are you scrolling. How did
this come across? No. It was on a current event for a podcast. They brought it up.
What podcast you be on, man?
Fire and the Kid. They were like, just the last 20 minutes, they go into like stuff that's happening. And they're just like, okay, next, we got this guy, turn himself into a dog.
I told Alan he's a sandwich. I guess anything's possible.
Yeah, Alan, he's like, Alan's built like a fucking, like, I don't really get it, dude. He built like a brick.
And I was talking to him the other day.
Alan's built like a cylinder. Like a round cement cylinder.
I was talking to him the other day.
Right?
I was like, Alan, yeah, no, kind of. I was like, so like, because he's always in the gym. And I was like, so like, well, when's the last time you benched? And he was just like, a couple weeks ago.
The boy.
I was like, and how much do you like be benching like when you're actually on there? He was just like, probably like 250. I was like, oh, okay, my bad. All right, bodybuilder. I ain't putting that shit on. I ain't playing football no more.
I'd be in the grave.
I know.
I wonder how much I can bench. 100 pounds? 75. No, you
can't.
That's 25 on each side.
No.
Right?
No, 25 on each. 25.
How much are the big weights? The solid?
45.
Oh. Maybe. Oh, no,
you, I,
no.
I think you could do that.
No, you're right. I can do, I used to do that. So back in the day when I used to do that, their 24-hour fitness, I would actually, I could do it, but I had to have the right form to get like 10 in. But now, I think I could definitely do like 10 easy.
I think you could do one. Like, that's what I was going to say, 135.
But it is different. But it is different, man. When you grab that pole, That bar.
Yeah, let's call it the bar. What is going on, man? Paul's cream? Like, what's going on, man?
It's been a week. You guys got gay in a week? What's going on? Jesus Christ. All right, so you got the pole in your hand. Now what, Jeff? God damn. Is the pole creaming? Jesus. This guy is crazy. God damn.
As he squirts Gatorade into his belly, he's
on. Oh my god! Yeah, I'm gay for drinking Gatorade. Alright, so I got the pole in my hand, right? Because I'm a fucking stripper.
What I call myself?
I'm a black stripper named Jessica.
I corrected myself.
Alright, you got the bar in your hand.
Bar. It is heavy, and like it is different once you actually like get it up. Because when you put it, when you first grab it, you think like, I got this. And then you actually lift and you go, oh, this is heavy as shit.
That's typically how it goes when you're at that point, yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
but you know what's crazy? I did today, dude. He told me you had to watch Hard Knocks. I was like, man, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go to the gym.
You're welcome.
I didn't want to even smoke a bowl and go to the steam room. I was just not feeling it. But man, dude. I haven't gone to the gym in 2-3 days. So like I went to the steam room for like 20-30 minutes, broke that sweat, dude. I went home and I did like a mini workout. I forgot how good you feel after that.
After working out?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's fire.
Like, damn, I feel good.
It's fire. Yeah, no. It just sucks doing it.
Right. And I kind of realized tonight how much I hate it.
Well, that's the hard part. That's
right,
the
no,
part
like
you have to fall in love with.
I probably did 100 push-ups, and I can tell you every set I just fucking hate it.
You did them all in one, like what, 10 sets?
No, hell no. I do like I know I did 20 each.
So 5 sets of 20.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna, but I'm doing it on the push-up bars. So it's like also making me do this like perfect form with, and I have to
hold. But you do it all that one like throughout the day or like throughout like during a 20?
No, I just, no, I did that with bicep curls. I did like a 30 minute workout tonight.
And doing that and still having the energy to watch corn is crazy.
That's what makes me, what are you talking about? Working out produces testosterone, I thought. Or what's that thing it produces?
Yeah, it's testosterone. Like, yeah, but...
Yeah, and that makes, you know, get it in.
But, you know, you just think...
It's a sleep aid, really, Mike.
But you would think that you're little...
No, I'm not.
It's not sore or anything? Like, oh, you know, just fighting through that shit. We talked, never mind. Oh, yeah. Fighting that shit for
Mama mentality. I mean, I don't scream, but... Hey, remember that South... You ever see that South Park episode where he, like... I forgot, or he like, locked himself, basically, in a room...
Yeah. Oh, Randy. Yeah.
And he just did it.
Yeah, and he came out.
It was like cobwebs.
Oh, yeah, it was crazy. It was like ghosts. It was like, oh, it's a ghost. It's a scary ghost.
The guy went nuts.
But
Quagmire, Family Guy, same thing. Remember he called?
Oh, he was he, you know, just checking the mail. Quagmire discovering porn.
You're like, wait, what? Oh, yeah, when he found out about it.
And then he was gone, like, oh, we haven't seen you in 3 weeks. Oh, yeah, I was just need to get some fresh air.
Yeah, fresh air.
Yeah, check them out. Anyway, so what I was saying a second ago, I think the more information that we have access to because of just, you know, the information age that we live in directly leads to us having a general lack of empathy. Because apparently there's a hurricane. Did you know about this?
Yeah, I didn't care about it.
No, not even that one, but exactly, that's my point. The one that's developing right now.
Where?
Exactly, it's in the Gulf. It's apparently should be coming towards us.
Hey, you know what? Thank God. We need the rain.
What the fuck?
We need the rain.
But see, that even that is...
Flood us.
Even that is bad because you're able to say that because you know it will never hit flood us.
No.
Houston, Galveston, they're fucked.
Right.
We'll get rain.
Thank God. That's why I'm that's all I care about.
But some people might die.
You pick where you live.
You're not wrong. That's why I was just like, so like,
And Hurricane Katrina,
you
like...
You know the Gulf of Mexico, and that
you know the whole city's below sea level.
And that and spot...
There's a sea.
If a hurricane gets right through there. That opening and builds up, you already know it's happened too many times. Well, you know. It's like moving out to the Midwest, and, like, you're complaining that there's tornadoes.
I was just about to say, your boy Cat Williams said that.
Oh, for real?
Tornado comes, and you're just living there. Like, why would you live here? And there's like... I don't know. And then it's like, the tornado hit my house for the seventh time. What you going to do? Well, we going to build it again.
Right.
Why the fuck would you live anywhere? Your insurance got to be hell if you live in somewhere called Tornado Alley.
That's what Gerald was used to be known for. Gerald.
Oh, yeah. I remember they had the bad one back in the 90s.
It's still, they say no. Like, I guess because of how flat.
It was an F5.
Yeah, it can't. Yeah.
I vaguely remember, like,
I saw the video. There's a video. Well, you know, on YouTube.
Well, no, but I'm saying, like, we were alive. Like, yeah. It was raining. I remember it was raining that day. That's all I remember.
Yeah, do you know how big an F5 is?
Ridiculous.
Like, you'll shit your pants right there and think you're going to die.
Jeff, I saw that at, like, 4 or 5 years old, and then we go to Disney World, and my mom's like, hey, you want to do Twister? No, bitch. What the fuck is wrong with you? Are you crazy?
Get on the ride.
Like, I want to die?
Get on the ride.
No. Shit's crazy.
I remember waiting in line at like 10.
Did you do Twister?
No, I don't know. I don't know. But we were waiting for Dumbo. You know, I'm just looking at my
dad. Let me guess, Jenna?
I don't know. I'm looking at my dad and I go.
Isn't Dumbo just a merry-go-round?
It's just basically. It goes up and down. Yeah. And I go, I look at him and I go, what are we doing? Is this why we came to Disney World?
Is this why we came all the way on here?
I go, what a waste.
A fucking Dumbo.
I go, this is a
we didn't even watch this movie.
It's a carnival ride.
This movie stays. Yeah.
I go, this is a carnival ride at Disney World. You got
Jeffrey.
How much money y'all pay for these tickets? A lot.
A lot.
For Dumbo. Put me on Space Mountain, damn it. Put me on Space Mountain.
And didn't they shut that shit down?
I don't think so. Hell no. That Space Mountain is like one of that certain part in the thing, that's one of their, like, that's one of their rides, too.
Okay.
But they're never gonna get rid of that one.
But I think you already answered it.
Unless someone gets their head decapitated.
Again. What do you think about just how do you think just knowing about these things it kind of just play it out just affects your lack of empathy? Are everybody in general is like
there is none. Because you have to think about it like this. It's only because of the smartphones and shit. Fuck that.
The internet.
Back in the internet. Both. Back in the day, if you lived in Dallas and there was a hurricane coming to hit Galveston, hey, man, you still waking up.
It is what it is.
You got to clock in at 9 o'clock.
Well, yeah.
You can't worry about that. It's the same thing with, like you said, over-information. We're not supposed to actually be knowing what's happening in, like, France every 3 hours. But you could know it if you wanted to.
This is true.
You're not supposed to. You're supposed to know what's happening. Like, that's the problem with the internet. And that's why people have so much anxiety. Because they're just... That's why I got off Twitter and shit. Because Twitter was like this, like, bombshell information for me. I was following political journalists, and they were sharing videos. And then it's a lot of stuff on Twitter, along with the corn. And you're like, what the fuck, man? This is too much at once. And you don't know what to think about. And then, like, that's why people have anxiety, though, because they're just constantly, same thing with relationships. Like, people break up. It's you, when you broke up back in the day, there wasn't this, like, app that you could even, I'm saying, like, crazy people create another account, and then they go follow the person, or they're checking up on, like, you weren't able to do that. So, like, naturally... You would forget.
Well, yeah, it's much easier. Well,
and you would just
somewhat,
but you would just move on.
Much easier than today, though.
Right, and that's the problem because you're not supposed. Some guy was like got a viral TikTok video of him basically saying like why he does follow, he stays following his ex. He keeps that on there because it like motivates him. And he said it helped him. And he goes, I never checked her story. I never did this. I never did that. I'm like, I guess.
Nah.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, no. I think it's better to be blocked.
I'm blocked and I'm not. There's no connection on
But y'all still talk though, so that's different.
No, we don't though. Like I'm blocked. Like I'm blocked on the number, the phone number. But on Instagram, we're not following each other.
Which is okay.
But we have like a thread that's open, which is weird to me.
A thread on Instagram?
Or? Yeah, a DM thread.
Even though y'all are, I don't understand.
You can still send. Yeah, you can still send messages. And you can have a thread go with someone that you don't even follow.
All right.
But yeah, definitely I keep it. But that's the thing, you know, but also the person's not really active on there. So it'd be kind of pointless.
Yes. And forgot where we were at a second ago. So rounding out.
Damn. Where are we at?
We were.
We're at 1 hour exactly. Shout out, I'm almost done with this peach White Claw. Peach. I love peach flavor too.
We get it, Jeff. You want to be black.
I didn't. Okay.
Peach? Come on, Jeff.
I'll write it down.
So, let's finish this. I got two more social media networks real quick. And I guess we're going back to that. Twitter as their main. As their main social media, what do you think of that person? Man or woman, or individually if you need to.
Well, I mean, that's you, psychopath.
Nah, my main is Instagram, but I am a psychopath.
Hey, did you see that painkiller documentary on Netflix? It's called Painkiller. It's about the Oxycontin fucking epidemic. That's my
bag, but no, I haven't. I didn't see it.
Dude.
Damn, I'm scared. I can't do pills no more because fucking fentanyl. Well, I was in the heyday. I was just popping shit.
Right, he's like, that's ruined it. You're a savage if you're still.
I know.
That's crazy.
I'm not.
Right.
I'm sad.
Yeah.
Those are the best days.
Yeah.
I need to get prescribed that. Hydros.
But.
Hey, your boy could actually possibly do that. Hey, he's listening to the pod. Hey, prescribe me some Hydros.
Well. Hey, Rogan had the director guy who made the movie on there, or the show.
Wow.
And dude, the guy asked Joe, he's like, have you ever had an Oxy? And Joe goes, no. And he goes, I had a friend and I took one recreation. And he goes, whatever that is that you get, he goes, it was
euphoric.
Yeah, he goes, it was
euphoric.
Phenomenal.
It's amazing.
And he goes, heroin works.
Jeff,
basically,
I ain't gonna lie to you. Once I found out that like Oxy and all that's in the same family, I was like,
it's the same thing.
I don't want to try heroin.
It's just for,
I don't know where to get it.
No,
I'm not looking for it, but I'm just saying, like, I can understand why people do it.
The movie is basically about how, like, one guy, like, kids took one. It's about how many, when you see the number of people that had took like one. And it only took that one
pill or
yeah,
okay, and one Oxy.
Like,
okay.
And you see like the feeling they got from it. And you see, it's also how you feel after. I had to take, I think, one or something that was.
Oh, but you were prescribed it. Oh,
prescribed.
So it wasn't recreational. It was doing its purpose.
Right. But.
But you also felt the.
No. But then the next day, I wasn't where I had to take one, but I took.
Oh, yeah. Recreational.
The next day, dude, when I talk about I was, Mike, I could not describe.
On a cloud.
No. The next day after it's ended.
Yeah,
after it ended.
Yeah, after it ended. Okay.
I feel like whatever that roid, steroid rage they get, you feel like, no, you're mad at everything. And you're not, and you feel like, Mike, you feel like shit.
I'm trying to.
Hangover, but like 10 times worse. And I've had one real, real hangover where I got blackout drunk at night. And dude, it, Mike, you're like literally like sitting there, like you're just frustrated and you're like, what the fuck, man? Why do I feel? You feel so bad. And they said, because that shitty feeling is so bad, that's why they go grab it again.
I might not recall that feeling because I just do the same thing again.
Right.
And then again. And
dude,
again.
I think I threw him away.
God.
I was so pissed, dude, how it wasn't just that. It was like, I think I tried to go 2 days and I was craving it. Because I knew how good it made me feel the first time.
I would stop smoking if I could get hydros.
Wow, you heard it here first.
I understand why.
Your podcast is hosted by a drug addict.
A wannabe drug addict.
Well, I mean, everybody's a wannabe drug addict in some way. That's why people, I think, listen to some music that they're not really, you know, just like people listen to fucking.
You think music's a drug?
No.
You're comparing music to heroin right now?
Yes, no. Some people listen to music, though, about like drug music or whatever. And they don't even really do.
That'd be wild if I was like drugs.
Just like rap.
Bleeding out of nowhere.
Just like we listen to a lot of rap, and a lot of rap is like basically rapping about a lavish lifestyle. And most people do not live or know what it's like waking up with a fucking Bugatti in their driveway. Post Malone though singing about it. So I'm like, hell yeah.
But he also sings about like being suicidal. So like it balances it out.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. His last album, I would say there's about three. It's giving credit for fire songs. The rest, he definitely was in some sad phase.
Oh yeah, no. Morning was ill.
That, and then there's some sadder songs on there.
Well, yeah,
I mean, to like where I didn't even want to listen. I was like, that's too slow. This sounds like I'm about to die.
He just, ever since he decided to stop trying to be black, I stopped caring.
Yeah, man, his style was nice back in the beginning.
Like, why? I just want, like, give me 30 more White Iversons. Like, just like,
right. Stay on that. Give me White Iversons.
Stay on that. Like, yeah.
Yeah. What's it called? Travis Scott. I'm not going to lie, his album also, I thought maybe five songs were fire, but even some of those songs, they didn't last enough in the song. It would always die out and go into like another part of the song. I'm like, oh, this doesn't work. Drake's verse was trash, came in horrible. I didn't feel like he came in with any. I was like, this is horrible, dude.
Which verse? Drake was on two.
I don't even care. There was nothing rolling. I'm like,
all heaven prayed on Cleveland.
We waited for a Drake Travis Scott collab for this.
Wait, yeah, was it? No, that was a. Was that on that album? The Parade on Cleveland?
Sicko Mode.
I mean, Jeff, we knew they weren't going to do Sicko Mode again.
No, but you got to bring something to that level again. Make something. I mean, I know that's iconic.
They can't. That's why Jay-Z and Kanye have never done Watch the Throne 2.
Bro,
you can't do Niggas and Bears 2.
When they made Sicko Mode, I bet after they finally finished it. And the first time they played it, they probably were listening.
They were mad at each other.
Really?
When they finished it, yeah. They were mad at each other because Travis just went hard and then Drake just dropped a fire verse. So, like, it was great putting them together.
Right, but I bet, like, when they're, like, just chilling by themselves and they learn, they're like, damn, this is going to be iconic. It is, though.
It is.
That song is iconic.
I mean, but that's like kind of like with Meek, like when Dreams and Nightmares, or like you could do it with a bunch. But like,
oh my God, that's an icon.
Just imagine, just like just sitting on there, just waiting for it to drop, because you know he didn't make that, then drop it the next day.
They play that sometimes in warm up. If we go basketball, and I'd be like, all right, I'm getting.
No, they didn't.
One time,
Jeff, the song came out when we were in high school. I mean, when we were in college.
You already proved my point.
I said college.
I think it was high school.
It was college.
Okay, well.
It was college.
Hey, you know who? Dempsey always had to play that one song, warm-ups. The Waka
Big
Flocka.
Dog. Big,
no,
big.
The Waka Flocka song.
What, No Hands?
Yeah.
No Hands is fire. Especially senior year. It was fire.
Yeah, I think that's the song we always.
But music doesn't matter until Drake drops For All the Dogs like he was supposed to drop.
Over the weekend, I heard. And didn't. Did that on purpose. Get you guys all hyped. Now you guys are really fiending.
Yeah, but he's really going to drop it before the NFL season starts. So that's what's happening.
Right.
Odell's got to have some shit to turn up to this season.
Right. Marketing genius.
Yeah, of course. And then he's going to drop again towards the NBA season because he needs something for Steph.
Mike.
What?
He's not thinking about Steph like that.
Yes, he is.
Not at all.
Jeff, they're like best friends.
Not at all. I'm sorry, Mike. I can't give you the Drake-Steph collab.
Steph and Drake chilled together
in Canada. I can't give you the collab.
When they were younger, they grew up together.
Because he's inspired by Steph by NBA season.
They inspire
he's
not each gonna other. Make music. They inspire each other.
This is music he already had made. No. Steph will be like, hey, shout out Drake for the... No. It's not going to happen. Stop.
He's going to have a song on there called Curry.
That would be all out of it. Because he's never made a song called LeBron.
Nah, he just mentions him.
Hold on, though.
He mentions him.
Think about that for... Hold on.
Curry, that brings it full circle. Indians are taking over. They're trying to tell us, Jeff. Steph's taking over the NBA. Hold on, though. Curry.
Go back to that. Think about that. So what he's mentioned him. Drake has never had a song titled Curry. Now, imagine that song goes ballistic like God's plan. I mean, it could. You got Drake. Like, they're both, like, putting each other in different stratospheres with that. Where it's like, LeBron is a little like, damn, he never made a song called LeBum James.
Oh, shit. Nah, he's gonna do a song for Bronny.
I mean, that's trash. That's trash.
Bronny's trash?
Hey, so Bronny's coming back.
I hope so.
That's what they say. They did some medical stuff, and they said it was just it has nothing to do with, like, he's got, like, a bad heart or anything.
No, they said it was because he has a bad heart.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what they said.
Oh, so
he has a congenital heart disease or defect.
Well, I'm sure I have that. You put me on the court, tell me to run sprints, and I'm not ready.
Well, I mean,
I might die.
Possibly, but you also did it for, you know, a long time and didn't die, so.
Yeah, I just had that.
You might not have it. Yeah, you do.
Asthma's, but you know what's crazy? Asthma's a very common thing, like millions of people.
I don't disagree with you.
You go on YouTube, type in like asthma videos. Dude.
What percent of the population has asthma?
I don't know.
I thought that's what you said.
I don't know the percentage, but it was like 800,000 views, millions of views, doctor videos on asthma, tons of asthma, diets to eat for people that have asthma because certain foods trigger asthma. You know that?
No, how?
Fried foods. It all plays a part.
How does fried food give you asthma? That would be very bad.
It does something to the airwaves and makes them close up. Look it up.
I just looked up the percentage.
How much?
8.3%.
It's quite a bit. You say of the world or the country?
Of the United States.
Yeah, I'm done.
You're rare.
I'm definitely rare.
You're rare. You're in the 8%.
It's so sad.
It should be nice.
Sometimes I think about that and I'm like, damn. Wonder what would it be like to be
to not have asthma?
What would it feel like to be a cheetah?
What the fuck? You a Tommy Hill? What are you talking about?
No. Like, what would it be like?
How do we go from having asthma to, I wonder what it's like being a cheetah?
You know what, though? They've proven people, though, also that have had chronic asthma like me, they have proved that.
Were you talking about because of the running? So you're talking about, like, their lungs? Yeah. I'm just trying to see the correlations.
Okay. Right. Like, meaning, like, people can get their lungs up, normal people with no asthma. They can work it up to a certain extent, and they can just kind of, like, eventually stop and catch their breath.
Right.
Whereas, like, people with asthma sometimes, nah. Give me that pump, dog. But I got to open these airways. They are closed.
But that's just air, right?
Right. It's just your airways.
No, whatever the inhaler, that's just air?
It's a steroid of air.
Steroided? Oh, shit.
It's a albuterol, asthma medication is a steroid. I've been on a steroid since 3 years old.
Oh, Jeff, you on the roids.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was times, I'll tell you this, at Cowboy, no, back in 24 Hour Fitness, there was times when I was still trying to hoop quite a bit, there were times where right in the beginning of a game, I felt the asthma come on, and I went, it's my time to shine. I took out the inhaler, dog.
This is fucking okay.
Because Bro, I took a puff. The aspect. I fell. I never got tired. Hey, I started.
Jeff, dude, sorry. We're getting all the people. Jeff, ready for the break?
There was one time I told you I hit like a game winner. Oh, and after I hit it in this guy's face, after I turned around, I was like, yeah! I was so pumped up. And guess what the guy told me? Some guy turned around and goes, hey, that was a game point. He goes, it's our ball. I was like,
hey, you should have just went Jordan and steal the ball. Go up.
Gay. No, I should have just took my shoes off. And, nah, yo, that's me. Nah, that's gay.
That was it. I won my game. Y'all figure that out. Fuck that out.
You go, you see my celebration? I go, that's over. People just looking
at me. What do you think about, what do you think about
deep cut with the bang?
Like, what do you think about Gilbert, the basketball player, like his career? Well, like, how do you view Gilbert Arenas?
What do you mean get rid of him?
I didn't say get rid of him.
Oh, okay. Think about him as a player?
Yeah, like, what did
you... Oh, he was all heaven. He was, he could have been all heaven. For sure. Gilbert Arenas was nice.
What do you mean by could have been all heaven?
Like
he was a great scorer, like,
if he played in the league longer. And was on the right squad at the time, maybe with some help. He was on the Wizards, dude.
And yeah, he was averaging 30.
I know.
But if you look at his career, he was just a three-time All-Star.
I know that, but think about the era of the players playing at that time, too, though. It was stacked. He was one of those players that was super nice to me, but it's just like, yeah, man, you're playing in the era of like Steve Nash and the Spurs time. Oh, yo, that's hard, dude. Kobe Bryant.
But he was also, everyone you name was in the West.
I have to mention, yeah, I mean, he was no Kobe Bryant.
He wasn't, but his career high is on Kobe.
But you're not Kobe, dog. We know that. And Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah, no, his mind is better. He Kobe and outscored him.
I know he talks that way too.
And he's shorter and smaller, so more.
He talks that way too. Yeah, he talks super cocky and confident. He doesn't give a fuck.
If you didn't know any better, you would think that he's like a Hall of Fame great. Dude. Like if you just like watch his show,
I listen to his stuff. Like that. I kind of look at him like that. Well, it's weird. Yeah, no, but it's weird that he got that kind of like when I was watching the league back at that time.
He was good. We remember his name at that time.
Right, like, that's why. But he
we're not talking about him no more because of his basket's career.
Oh, but like, yeah, I mean, it is what it is, man.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of people get forgotten. Like, we don't talk about Clyde Drexler, Dominique Wilkins.
Shout out Gilbert Arenas for paying for hookers.
I'm sure that's true, but I
remember he was on his video on his podcast. He pretty much was like,
I don't recall.
He was like, why? He was talking about like love and some other shit, and he's like, why not just pay for what I want? Get right to the point. And he got a lot of controversy for saying. And I'm like, here we go again.
I mean, what do you think about that?
Whatever he wants.
No, but what do you think?
It's providing a service for the bitch.
But what do you think about that? Like, how do you feel about pay for play? I forgot.
You've done it.
You shouldn't say you've done it because you haven't. You paid. You just didn't play.
Damn, I wish I played.
But what do you think about that philosophy or that mentality?
Put me in the game.
Like, because...
Put me in the game, coach.
Here. Here's the ball. Nah, you were mellow. You said...
The pass. Oh.
So you're not... All right, well, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Have you ever been caught in a lie?
All my life.
Tell me about a time you were caught in a lie.
Let me think. I can't really think of one right now.
It's tough.
Yeah.
But you're sure you have been caught in a lie?
For sure.
See, that's how we're different. I'm going to say, no, I haven't.
Right, well.
But I'm sure I have.
Right, psychopath.
I know. I'm a psychopath. We both can't think of a specific time. You're just like, oh, no, I have it. Oh, yeah, no, I have it. No, never. Not once.
I am always right, though.
But it's a...
Okay, well, you're not so far behind.
Is a lie a lie if really. It doesn't hurt anyone?
Right. Point made. Who's it hurt?
So a lie... So
the afterlife? Where do we go? How do you know? You don't know.
What is a lie to you, Jeff?
Whatever you think religion is.
Okay. I mean...
Whatever.
So you're just going to take us up here for the pod, all right.
Whatever you're basing your morals off of. Someone
might okay, be well, then I'm asking you. I'm just not general.
That lie you. To you daily. The simple...
Good morning.
The simple... A little more than that, but the simple, like, every interaction if you have with someone and someone goes to you, like... It happens at HEB all the time. And I get pissed off and I want to confront the person on it. But I don't because I just, like, it's not worth it. But they go, I go, hey, how you doing? Or no, they go, hey, how are you? And I go, good, how you doing? And they don't say shit back. And I go, you stupid bitch. Don't fucking say that phrase if you're not going to answer the question back. You don't say, how are you doing? I say, good, how are you doing? And you don't say anything. Don't say that. Okay. Just say, hey. And I go, hey. And then it's done. You fuck.
No, I agree with you. That is annoying. Which is why I hate small talk.
Every day, yeah, the small talk. It's so fake.
But let's also play that out. You're like, hey, how you doing? I'm good. How about you? Hey, man, I'm actually going through it right now. I got some things going
on. Oh, I tell
people. I'm thinking about ending. I got the right, shotgun in the car.
I've switched it up.
I'm a lunch break.
I've switched it up.
I'm about to end it, dog.
I've like, switched
hopefully
it up.
This conversation changes my mind. And you're just like, shut up.
Right. I've seen that bit in movies before where people actually tell them the truth. I've seen that bit all the time. I've told people straight up. I go, alive, dude.
Oh, God. Staying alive.
I just tell them. I go, I'm alive, man. And some people, honestly, there's some dude at Costco one time told him that, and he was just, like, kind of thrown off. Like, he didn't expect that answer, and I was just, but it's the way I said it. I was just like, alive, bro.
That's why I just started singing Sensational.
Right, that's even more freaky.
Yeah.
Like, ain't no way he walking in to get eggs, and his life is sensational, dog.
I can't be sensational and eat eggs.
Not one carton. You tell me for one carton.
One carton. One carton. Hey, get in love. Sensational. Just my head.
There's something wrong with that guy.
6 eggs.
No bacon. No see, nothing. No.
Oh, that's all I need. Right. 36 eggs.
He killed someone.
Nah, I gotta feed the captives. What?
Oh, man.
Dog, Sounds of Freedom in theaters.
I'm the captain. Remember that?
Yeah,
I do. That movie? God, what a good movie. Tom Hanks, that crew.
When was the last time you've been up to our spot?
What? Our spot?
Those ropies.
Oh, I haven't been. The last time my Aunt Carrie came over to my house to see my mom. And I remember that night, because I knew she was there, the cop, I knew I was trying to be under the radar because I had told her I quit smoking and she's a cop. And so I went to Ropey's that night. That was probably, honestly, bro, what's today? I would say mid-July.
What did I ask you?
When I went to Ropey's.
Right, see? You did the same thing I did. You looked Jeff, I have CTE, and I wasn't talking.
I have CTE too, dude. I've been knocked out in the hospital, remember? By a bat and a golf club.
Oh, yeah, Matt knocked you out.
Yeah. With a metal college baseball bat.
Fuck. Oh, yeah, no, that's what I was saying.
Mid-July, dude, I got the one. Remember the little Asco and the Jeffrey? Dude, it still works, and it's still
hitting. Yeah, no, those two still, yeah, they still work.
That's the brand to get if you want one of those. Yeah. Those, I mean, my God. Yeah, it's been over a month.
But actually, no. Next time I go, I'm getting the Hunter Biden just to see if it still hits. Because those
ain't never hit. With?
Yeah, those ain't never hit like the Hunter Biden crack pins.
Yeah,
they ain't never hit like that. That was damn near Oxy levels.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Dude, that... That one had me sometimes feeling like I was on like a drug.
Something's in there.
Yeah.
But that's going to be like 30 years from now. If you ever use this product, might be entitled to financial compensation. The Esco ones,
I feel it, but I just feel like, okay, I'm high. And I'm
just, I don't feel anything.
Right. Well, you overdid it.
I did.
You overdid it. It's sad, but it is what it is. That is incredible. I mean, go to the grave. Just dig yourself in.
Blame Matt.
I sometimes do.
I should call him and see if he can, you know.
But I hit Chris. I keep reminding
him. I hit him up yesterday.
I hit him up probably once every 3 weeks. And this time I hit him up, I was like, yo, man, just checking in. And he said he doesn't have the connect with the guy he was getting him from now. So he is looking. And then I told him, I was like, damn, man. All right, I'll keep looking too. And then he said, I've been wanting to take some. So I'll definitely let you know. And I go, okay, same. So now I'm really, damn.
Edison just here.
Just now? That's like that fucking, when they're popping.
No, the one I just took. Yeah, the one I took, I don't remember how long ago, but yeah.
When did you take it?
No, I got Jeff. I bought this today.
Let me get one.
It's not going to do anything.
Oh, you really don't think so?
I mean.
What are they?
Maybe just because I'm bigger, Jeff. I really think it means something. It's a that. It's a 300 milligrams of Delta 9, the 200 Delta 8.
I don't want to die.
What?
This is why I never became a pill popper.
Man.
Because
pill popper.
Because I never, I pills always scared me because I knew it was always weird to me. I'd be like, damn, if I take this pill, there's no like, if there's something in this, there's no like, I'll probably get through it. I'm going to die. It's in my stomach. It's dissolving. I'm dead. And it's so easy. That's why I always felt like, man, what a shitty way to die. You just popped a pill with a glass of water, and now you're dead on the floor. Oh,
that's how about when I popped a pill in the back of a taxi with a homeless dude gave me.
Right. Well, I did that with acid
in Vegas.
That could have been anything on that sugar cube.
It could have been anything in that pill.
Right.
And I paid him for it.
I paid him too. $5.
Oh, I gave us like $40.
It was and let me tell you, I tripped for 4 hours. Not like I do on a tab of real acid, because that's a 12-hour. I mean, that's some real shit.
Oh, Jeb, I was fucked up for like 24 hours with him. My dad and
you should do acid once.
No.
You'll go. No. This is the craziest thing I've ever fucking done.
I think most school shooters were on acid.
No, if they were, no, that's not true. I guarantee you school shooters would probably.
Okay, some school shooters.
I don't think so, dude. I think some have done crazy shit. Probably people on acid have done crazy shit. But man, I don't think, well, it depends, man. If you have someone who's like schizophrenic, they probably shouldn't be doing anything to alter their reality.
This is why I can't do shrooms, because like it's the highs and the lows, and my lows is low.
Shrooms,
I'm not ready to go through.
Some people take shroom trips and there is no dips. It is literally just
some people.
Right. It's a fun ass time. But then there's people like myself where we go up this mountain and we go, God, this is fucking amazing. And then somehow we end up at the bottom of the valley and we're like, whoa. What?
I don't even think I'm going to go to the top at all. I think it's just going to be all down.
This was, and that's called a bad trip.
Yeah, you don't say.
Which means you're just avoiding thinking about shit.
Yes, I am. Facts.
And it's going to be making you basically, the best way I saw a video describe it. You know how like this video is describing like a mountain that has like, all these little crevices of snow, right?
Uh-huh.
It's like, imagine like these little lines and imagine like an avalanche comes down and just like, it gets in the grooves of your brain
Okay.
And it like digs stuff out.
Oh God, and it's no! Cleaning. Fuck no. Oh no.
That's what like a good shroom trip can do for you. That's why people.
You described it well, but it sounds like yeah, it's tempting, but no.
That's why people have had just huge like
fuck around and uncover traumas from past lives.
Right, revelations in their brain that they in
from some past people, lives.
Right, and they really come out of it feeling like different. Not even different, like, oh man,
that I was ayahuasca.
Like that was a great, like that was a great party last night, man. No, like I mean, some people come out of like they feel like, oh, this is it,
enlightened.
Yeah, they go, that's what I fucking needed for my whole life.
Well,
damn, come on, get them shrooms.
No, or not, but
damn, don't put that into the universe. What are you doing?
Okay, fine, we're getting them. What do you think about the new Undisputed?
You're going to take a gram.
No.
I watched a clip, but I didn't see it yet. I mean, hey, I'm not going to lie. Lil Wayne, what are you doing? Drop an album. That song was fire. I was like, okay, this is, it should be on the album, Skip. It should be called Skip. It should be a song called Skip.
Well, you know I don't like the song, and I mean, you should know why.
Why?
He starts off the song with Good Morning.
But the way
I don't want to hear this gay shit from Lil Wayne.
No, the way Lil Wayne came in with that Good Morning, I was like, I don't care.
No, I like the old one. I like the old one.
That was great. What about the people though? The you know Sherman.
Four people's too many. I don't think that they're.
I agree. I think it was just for the start. They're probably going to come in once a day, different days maybe.
Richard Sherman is going to be too combative.
Do you already think so?
Like
because he's just like that, man. His personality is too big. The thing
is, he's young.
Right.
So, like, I think Skip might actually be intimidated by that. Shannon was older, but even then, Shannon, like, when it... I think Skip perceive Richard Sherman more as a threat than Shannon or Michael Irvin or Keyshawn. I think Keyshawn actually fits the mold better if it was going to be one person. I like Richard Sherman on the show. I just don't know if it's going to work out.
Yeah, who knows? We'll see. I mean, I'll listen probably a couple episodes. I'll tune in now, see what's going on. I like, hey, listen, man, when First Take has Stephen A and that crew on, what's it called? Who's he have on a lot?
Mad Dog.
Who's the white guy he has on for the football?
Mad Dog Russo.
No, the other white guy. He played cornerback, but not very much.
Oh, Dan Orlovsky?
Yeah. Pretty good. Pretty good back and forth. Because Dan be taking the opposite take. And he gets heated and takes shit personal, and it's hilarious.
Dan's a wild boy. Goddamn Tony Odez.
Tony still be bringing the heat, though. He be going in on the babes. And I love when they have the Asian guy fill in for Wilbon. He's great. He does a great job. I'm not going to lie.
He's not Asian.
Is he Mexican?
His name is Paulo Saltori.
That could be Chinese.
I just write it down. Sing Ramaswamy Patel. Oh man, okay, alright, this has been a great episode. We brought the heat. What the fuck is that you're eating now?
Gushers.
Oh, the same ones? The same ones?
Same bag.
Okay, I was about to say, you're wild. You fucking just pound a bag of Gushers.
Oh no, I put it in the pot. I put it away because I was going to eat the whole bag.
Good, well. Yeah, well, this has been another episode. So, we're going to get you in the fantasy football league.
All right.
Oh, and actually, that's what I meant to say. College football starts this weekend. It's a nice opportunity, a really good opportunity. And you mentioned in episode one of this year when we started being consistent, wanted to get into gambling. Well, great opportunities coming up this weekend.
I'm also trying to get my money right so I can go to some games. NBA games.
Anyway, okay, cool. But I'm
trying to take a little trip to Houston.
You could do that.
Go to the James Harden strip club.
You just gotta win. You just gotta win.
What?
Gambling.
Listen, dog. I've seen the
memes. We know somebody that came up this week.
Who?
I'll just bleep it out.
How much? I didn't see. I don't pay attention like that.
5K.
He won 5K?
Yeah.
In the group chat?
Well, not in the group chat, but
in the group chat.
Oh, right. Hey, they always had, you got to admit, a crazy set.
Yeah, no, they're dope.
They've always
just been adding shit forever.
Yeah, it's great, dude.
But no, I like
picks. Shout out PTI, man. Been watching since like 12, 11 years old, 10 years old, too.
Yeah, it's crazy. They're still going.
Wilbon is, it's going to be sad because he can definitely, I feel, still go for quite a while. But Tony is getting up there. So I don't know how much, I don't know how much longer Tony's going to keep going.
Surprised they renewed him. Both of them, actually.
Well, I think he feels fine. And when you listen to him debate Wilbon, you're like, oh, he does feel fine. That's why. He just looks really, really, he is
no,
old.
I'm saying both of them. Skip's old, too. Skip's in his 70s.
Skip also still like, yeah, he obviously doesn't feel like.
Oh, well, yeah, no.
They feel fine. These are old people that just.
It's not rare. Joe Biden.
Right, they're rare. That's why they're just rolling like that.
No, but see, like, Trump. You're just not trying to get on. There's opportunities out there, Jeff.
Yeah, to lose money I don't have.
Jeff, what are the odds Texas loses to Rice?
I should bet Rice to win.
That's how you lose. But if they do win,
right.
That's massive.
30,000. I'm getting a house. We're going to get a creator house.
It's actually going to be more than 30,000.
Oh, it's going to be like probably 800,000. No. Maybe 2 million.
Well,
we're moving to a condo house on the lake. Putting down the
3%. Hey, but they're building some shit out there by the lake.
Damn.
They built some shit.
Oh, you know, in Flora Lake?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're building apartments. They have an apartment.
Yeah, yeah. But they also have more houses and shit. Like,
oh, Mike. Shit. All on the other side of the Weiss Lane.
Yeah. Fluvial's turning up, man. You know where you're shitting on it earlier. They're turning up.
It only goes so far out, and then it's still farmland going all the way to Manor. So it only goes so far out.
All they need is a bar district.
Huh?
All they need is a bar district.
All it is out there, though, dude, for real, I'm on
Weiss Lane. They can put it over there off the toll.
I know, I'm just saying, I'm on Weiss Lane every day. There really is, it really is just corn stock and neighborhoods. That's in houses.
I know, there's a lot of land out there. Yeah, it's a lot.
You got to go down Kelly Lane to get to the Costco, and then you're in the Stonehill Center. Other than that, dude.
Bar district.
What is that? A bar district?
Yeah. They're just throwing like, they just need like three, four, five bars like Round Rock has.
Right. And then we see Hendrickson drunk kids dying.
Hell yeah. Driving. I mean.
You're already going to see it now. People, kids going to those bars, Jeff, when they shouldn't be.
With all the information we're having, it happens all the time. We don't care. Lack of empathy, man. We know too much. Like we said, again, bringing it full circle. We brought it full circle like four or five times
now. Oh, yeah. I heard a horrible story about, you know, somebody in the Maui.
Yeah, that's a great way to end it.
The Maui fire. Yeah. And I was just like, well, just
death,
I just
destruction,
went.
Destruction.
Right, but.
Spare.
Yeah. Some negative
Pompeii. Subjects. It's like Pompeii. They that was our generation's Pompeii.
When they burned.
No, what were you saying? No, for real.
I forgot. The
person that burned to death in Pompeii. Oh, we don't even know their names.
A kid was found holding a dog.
Yeah.
That's insane. Was he wasn't burned to death, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Him and the dog. I don't understand why, you know, whatever. There was a lot of nefarious things that went on.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit in the last episode, in the beginning.
No, I was talking about Japan. But I don't think we really talked about it.
Oh yeah, Japan takeover.
But like they weren't letting people move. They weren't letting people.
That's the summary. Mike thinks India and Japan are taking over.
And China. And China. China more than anyone.
You hear about Tucker Carlson might be interviewing Putin. It's gonna drop. Because Putin said, "I want to address some of the issues that are going on with the fake news," saying.
No, Putin fire.
Right. He's gonna come over. If he does that, a lot of the bullshit narrative that they're pushing with that is going to go right out the window.
This is why they might not let Tucker do that.
No, Tucker can do whatever he wants. He's on Twitter now.
Yeah, he can do whatever
he wants.
The United States government is
proven.
But Putin Tucker's also,
not a former president.
He's much easier to take down. But they'll set that up, dude, where they won't know.
Jeff, they know everything.
Not, dude, they can set up something where Putin knows how to communicate to other people and not be... Right, it would be somewhere, it would be like, dude, they'll tell Tucker.
Putin is not doing anything.
Somebody on the inside that lives in the U.S., somebody on the inside that lives in the U.S. that's with Russia, there's got to be people. It just has to be. We'll get in with, dude, come on, man. Putin is a smart motherfucker. And if he said, he's the one who's saying Mike wants the interview with Tucker.
I understand the issue. I'm saying he's the head of his state.
So and Tucker's like, yo. I'm in prime Kobe mode right now. It's time to get this done. This is what I do.
I'm thinking about some of the things that Putin could say. They will not allow that.
This is Kobe mode, Mike, for Tucker Carlson.
It's not about Tucker.
Mike, he was on Mike, he was on the news talking about...
He did an interview with Trump last week. Right. Tucker's my man.
Right, but he was on the... This is my point. He doesn't give a fuck. Tucker was on the actual... What was it? What was the network he was for? Fox News. He was on Fox News about like a month before he got let go or whatever. Literally talking about, he goes, the CIA killed Kennedy.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Yeah.
That's why he was fired. That's why he was fired.
Right. He doesn't give a fuck. So he will do what you're saying. They're not going to allow him to do. I call bullshit. I go, that's fine. I think they won't. Unless they go cut his head off, dude, Tucker Carlson's going to make that interview happen if he can. So that's my point. Unless they're going to kill him, I agree with you.
If it has to come to... I'm sure there's much easier ways they can persuade him.
Damn, R.I.P. I don't feel like they will because, listen, man, I feel like they would have already tried to get...
26%?
They would have tried to kill Alex Jones already. Trump. They would have already tried to kill Alex Jones already.
No, they just wrote him off as crazy.
Alex Jones, though, also
he's been socially killed.
He does have security, though, at his house in Austin.
Well, he needs to.
He's heavy loaded.
He had a DWI around the same time I did. I wonder if he was like fucking like had a fucking breathalyzer and shit. I wonder if like we were doing all that shit.
He lives in Austin.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's my man. Everybody came to Austin. They're just like, oh yeah, my man Mike's in here. So.
Oh, and that guy tonight at Joe's Club. The guy, that Oliver guy, the country guy, saying that.
Oliver Anthony's here.
He's at the club.
He's at the
comedy
stand up tonight.
No,
the fuck?
Tom Segura came out. They showed a clip of it, and he goes, "I got a big announcement for you guys. It's been huge everywhere, and yeah, he's there."
What do you think about this song?
I mean, what's funny is he doesn't want to do music. That guy, he said.
Yeah, no, I heard that. But what do you think about the song though?
He's just dropping some facts.
The song is fire. I just find it funny that it's like it's a cover of Wagon Wheel.
It's
by Darius Rucker.
Hey man, he's
my man. Everybody's my man. I'm not cream though.
Hey, love to add me some of that icing cream on my toaster strudel, boy.